Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Congratulations to the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team winning the Women's World Cup yesterday, defeating Japan in a rematch by a score of 5-2. And it was pretty easy from the beginning of the game. Carly Lloyd scored 3 goals in the first half alone, and then Lauren Holiday had a goal of her own. It was 4-0 after 16 minutes. I was like, this is really happening right now? This is real life? This is really 4-0 after 16 minutes. I was like, all right, just hit the game right now. Crazy game.
Yeah, it was great. And everybody knows I've, like, totally been open about, like, I don't, you know, follow soccer or anything, but I had it on, and, like, I watched, you know, the first 20 minutes live, and I was just like, this is really fun. Like, this is, you know, it was great. It was, I mean, like, the goal sheet they hit from midfield was incredible. And,
oh, yeah.
Lauren Holiday's goal I thought was really great, too. I mean, yeah, it was, those first 16 minutes were just like you left the room and another goal is scored or something, you know, like, it was just constantly going. It was really exciting to watch. And
I guess
Fox, I think, had an average viewership of 25.4 million viewers. I mean, that's huge for, you know, women's sports and stuff like that. I mean, that's pretty impressive. But those ladies are really talented athletes. I mean,
game. It was a great game. 4-0 after 60 minutes. I was like, oh, my God. I agree with you. I don't care about soccer, but watching this game last night, I was like, come on, USA, come on. I was like, it's like watching football.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, score a goal, or score a goal. And then, you know, that 50-yard, that 57-yard kick.
What?
Well, right over the Japan, the goaltender's head. I was like, oh, Sash missed it. It's a goal. 4-0. I was like, oh, my God. And the madness already. Unfortunately, USA did give up their scoreless streak. They let Japan score before the end of the first half. So it was 4-1 to half. They tacked on another one, make 4-2. I was getting a little scared. I was like, uh-oh, they're going to come back. Don't let me another 2011. But they came back on us. And, no, they didn't allow that to happen. 5-2 the final. U.S. Women's National Team. Women's World Cup champions of 2015. And the next up, they'll be facing Costa Rica in a friendly. I think they're getting ready for the Olympics. That game will take place August 16th in Heinz Field. In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Catch Casey there. She's going to be in the game. They'll watch her.
Funny.
The women are done. The men are playing. They start the Gold Cup tomorrow against Honduras, 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock Central Time, because it's in Houston at the Toyota Center, home of the Houston Rockets. All games on Fox Sports 1. But yeah, Casey's going to be at the game on August 16th. I can't wait to see her there.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
And one thing, I just wanted to say, I said it on Twitter last night, but part of the reason, I'm not, really haven't gotten into soccer that much is, when you see, because they show a lot of, highlights of the men's games on, Sports Nation and, you know, other shows on ESPN. And it's, constant, just these, overdone flops, if as bad as the NBA, if not worse, and just, they're constantly arguing and complaining and everything, the men's teams. And you didn't see any of that, with the women last night. And, you know, they were just out there playing the game and, you know, competing. And so that's probably why I was down on soccer. But, I mean, after watching these, you know, the women's team play, totally different, on the women's side versus the men's side of things.
Yeah, and hopefully I'll be home against tomorrow. Okay, I'll be home tomorrow. I will be watching the first game. And the U.S. men take on Honduras at the Toyota Center in Houston. I can't wait. Hopefully it's the same height as it was for the women. Especially because men's sports seem to be more height anyway. I don't understand why. Because obviously that game last night with the women's team, amazing. Speaking of men, NBA free agency, there's a lot going on this weekend that I couldn't catch up on at all. Marcus Aldridge agreed to a 4-year deal with the Spurs. Everybody knew that was going to happen. DeAndre Jordan agreed to a 4-year, $80 million deal with the Mavs. Lakers signed Lou Williams to a 3-year, $21 million deal. Rajon Rondo signed a 1-year, $9.5 million deal with the Sacramento Kings. Warren Hibbert is about to be traded to the Lakers. I don't know about that. And the Lakers are looking to trade Jeremy Lin to the Mavs. So, I made this comment on Twitter. The Lakers are going to be nasty next season. And I can't – this is like World War III. I got shot down so many times by Casey over here. You got Andrew shooting me down. You got other people shooting me down. And one guy, my son, he's not even a journalist. It's crazy as hell. But now that I'm seeing all these news with the Lakers and Mavs, I'm like, maybe I should change my mind because both these teams are making different moves, and maybe I was wrong about what I said. I did say that the Lakers were going to be better than the Mavs, but now I'm seeing these moves by Lakers and the Mavs. I'm like, I don't know anymore.
I mean, the Mavs are looking pretty good, and you know, the Lakers. You know, the Lakers made some moves over the weekend, but it's hardly like going to be, you know, the dynamic there's going to be not like I had this thing, you know, like, because the King, basically there's only one like good team in California right now, like for the NBA, and that's going to be the Warriors. Like, it's weird. The Kings, the Lakers, and the Clippers are all putting together these rosters of people like that just do not gel together. Like, probably should never be teammates type thing. And so it's like, you know, which of these, you know, the Kings, Lakers, or Clippers, which, like, team do you think is going to implode, like, first just because, like, they don't, you know, have any, you know, chemistry or mesh well together. And, like, it's going to be fun to watch as a fan, you know, just because of, like, just there's things like, you know, like Roy Hibbert's, like, really sensitive, so Kobe's going to, you know, totally turn him into, like, insecure mush. And, like, with the Kings, you have Boogie and Rondo. You know, Boogie doesn't like to share the ball much. Rondo is, as we all know, is, you know, a brilliant basketball player, but a total head case, you know. And then the Clippers, you got Chris Paul, Lance Stephenson, and JaVale McGee, which is going to be interesting also. So, yeah, I mean, like, the Warriors are, you know, winning NBA in California for sure, like, if you're just going on that. But, yeah, there's those will be some interesting teams to watch. I mean, just, I mean, they're probably going to be, you know, trash talking each other and just like not, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fun to see how the California teams play out, especially with all these players going out west. But you heard what I had to say about the NBA free agency. Who's going where? Do you have anything I missed, maybe? Because, again, there's a lot going on this weekend. I couldn't really pay attention to it all. There's so much going on.
Well, there's a lot of talk right now about, like, the Cavs. They really want to get Joe Johnson from Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing with that is that Joe Johnson wants, like, $25 million for 1 year. And obviously we all know that the Cavs, you know, their salary, like, they're, you know, way into the tax already. I think, I don't know if it was, like, they're already at it's either $104 or $140 million in tax. It might be $104, I'm not sure. But anyway. So, to try and get Joe Johnson, who the Cavs like, you know, they'd possibly dump, you know, Anderson Varejao, which is would be interesting because LeBron always has called him, you know, like, you know, Cavs life or, like, his boy, you know, from back when he played there before he came to Miami and stuff. So, that'd be, like, $10 million. And then Brendan Haywood is, like, on the roster for, like, another $10 million, and they don't need him either. So, but, I mean, it's still not quite enough, so I'm not sure who else they'd move to do that. And we're still waiting on, you know, Tristan Thompson still wants, like, you know, Draymond Green type of money. And so they haven't finalized that. And LeBron, you know, won't make any negotiations until Thompson signs. So it's just, who knows with that. Other than that, like, there was a lot of stuff going on. Like, but there was, like, some players that I think, like, Kostas Koufos went to Sacramento. I don't really know that much about him. You know, some players that, like, you just, like, you're kind of like, wait, what team are they on again? Type, you know, like, backup, like, you know, bench role player things. And so, nothing like, you know, I think you caught all the, you know, the main ones for sure. But
well, it seems like there is a lot going on. But from what I haven't heard much about the Miami Heat, except the fact that they're doing pretty well in Summer League play, though. They are 2-0 thus far.
Summer League was great. Yesterday, did you see the end of the game?
Oh, yeah, I saw the end of the game yesterday. I was like, oh, my God, that's about to win this game. They just scored two free throws, take the lead.
Right.
I was like, oh, the game's over. Oh, great. But obviously, it's just Summer League, but it's still disappointing to see a team lose like that. But Justin Winslow, Tyler Johnson made it work.
Yep.
Justin Louisville threw that ball way up there to basket, and Todd Johnson went up there, caught it, and laid it in its buzzer. There was a little controversy whether or not they were going to count it, but they counted it. Heat won 2-0. Next up tonight against the Pistons. That's going to be another good one.
Yeah, and Kevin Durant's been there both games. He, you know, so he's watching the Heat and everything and maybe taking some notes and, you know, potentially, you know, next year. Who knows, you know.
Yeah, who knows. Again, long time to go, long time to go. But the Pistons of the draft, Stanley Johnson in the NBA draft. That is nice. I watched him play as well.
Mm-hmm.
He's a special player.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's definitely impressive.
Yeah, so it's going to be a good matchup. Winslow against Johnson tonight. Heat Pistons, 5 p.m., NBA TV. We're going to come back. We got a game to play. This is FC Wally Number Soul Radio.
ESPN New York, ESPN LA, ESPN Chicago, ESPN Dallas, ESPN Boston. But where's Miami? At MSL, we want to be the launching pad for ESPN Miami. So spread the word. MSL to ESPN.
MSL is looking for writers. If you are a fan of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Marlins, Miami Heat, Miami Hurricanes, Florida Panthers, Florida International University Panthers, or even golf, contact Stephen Err on Twitter at WritingFanatic2 for more information.
What's up, sports fans? If you want to get different perspectives on all things sports, on the field and off the field, join me, Casey Wallach, and my co-host, Stephen Err, on FCU and Wally every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, only on MSL Radio.
All right, all right, I'm feeling it, I'm feeling it. Welcome to Cruise Control, where the rhyming is tight, where the limelight's a lime and light.
Stop. What are you doing?
I'm rhyming, I'm rapping. My people.
You know what the show's about.
So what's
people
it about?
To hear what the show's about.
What's it about?
It's about two brothers coming together, discussing everything popular culture. We're opening up Pandora's Box, and yes, I said Pandora's Box, because nothing is off limits, and we're going to talk about things that everybody wants to hear about, things we want to talk about.
So everything and anything.
Everything and anything. This is Miami Sports and Lifestyle's very own Jonathan and Christian Cruz. So you just got to sit back, relax, and put it on what, Jay?
I'm not saying it.
You got to say
it
like this.
All
so
right.
What are we doing? Put it on what?
We're putting... Cruise control.
I've made my decision. I'm going to take my talents to South Beach, join D. Wade, and play for the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat. The Miami Heat.
DJ Irie! The Miami Heat!
Check out the Miami Sports and Lifestyle blog, only at miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog.
Hey guys, it's your girl Tasha. Join me every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the Why Is It Taboo radio show on MSL Radio, where we will talk about things some churches just don't want to talk about. You can also follow me on Twitter at Why Is It Taboo, that's WHYISITTABOO. And just remember, guys, that there is nothing too hard for God.
The time is here, the time is now, the three sides have aligned once again, Jacob James Garcia, Aaron Cheatham, and Simply Courtney, the Black and Tan Show, are here for you, MSL Radio, Saturdays at 9, be there, or we will be
Damn. Thank you for calling Kansas Save-A-Lot. May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Is this a Save-A-Lot in Cleveland, Ohio? Because I'm about to come to Cleveland in about a week. This is the Cleveland, Ohio Save-A-Lot, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a question for you. How does it feel to be a business in a miserable-ass depressed city?
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is is Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio. You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Forgive me, Casey. I think we're both coming down with something. So if we sound a little sick today, just ignore that. We're still having a good show. And this is Sean Wally on MSL Radio, as always, every Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. So Casey and I were arguing on Twitter like this past weekend, and she said I made two shots at Brett Favre to Packers. I'm like, no. And she's like, that's it. We're playing a game. Just wait till Monday. I was like, okay, I can't wait. So then I sort of thought, I think I know what she meant by playing a game. So I came up with my little thing myself. This is sort of like, we're going to like debate or agree, whatever. Which team is better? Or which player is better in all major sports? Is that a game we're playing right now? Is that what you meant?
Yeah, basically. Like, I kind of said, like, you know, who will win type thing, like this versus this. So, I mean, we can do it either way.
Okay. So, since it's your game, I'm going to let you go first. The first, which will win.
Are we doing NFL or NBA?
We're doing everything.
Okay. Let's see. All right. The San Antonio Spurs versus the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Wow. Spurs, definitely. No doubt about it. I say this all the time. No hate against Cleveland Cavaliers, but LeBron is the team. That's it. LeBron is the team. You can't win with one guy running this whole team, but she does. And that's why they look at the finals. The Spurs have Manu Ginobili, Kawhi Leonard, two Nuggets come back for his 20th season. They just signed Lamarcus Aldridge. Who knows what else they're going to do at free agency? Spurs all the way.
All right, I agree with you on that one.
Okay.
It's just a well put together team, and it's, you know, they've got people to back them up, and yeah, it's Cavs don't have much of a bench and kind of need that nowadays. So,
all right,
go ahead.
My turn. Before I get to my thing, I just want to let you know, NFL Network, the Houston Oilers lead the Buffalo Bills 35-3 now. If you remember this game, the biggest comeback in NFL history is about to happen right now. Okay, moving on. I got a lot of hate for this again. And now I'll be on tonight. I'll be on the Andrew Powell show tonight to talk about this. Which team would win? The Lakers or the Mavericks?
Oh, God. The Mavericks. Hands down. I mean, come on, no. It's not. I don't think it's a contest whatsoever.
It's just,
you got DeAndre Jordan, Wes Matthews, Jeremy Lin potentially. You know, it's. And the Lakers have old Kobe. And, you know, you got Roy Hibbert, who's probably going to be sitting in a corner crying because Kobe hurt his feelings. And, you know, you got Lou Williams, which is probably the best pickup they got over the weekend. And then who knows if Nick Young's staying or going because they've been chopping him around as, you know, potential piece of the trade. Maybe part of the thing with Hibbert, I'm not sure. But, you know, you got Swaggy P out there. And,
yeah, I know.
You know, we all know he's unproductive. So.
Yeah, if none of this had happened, if Jeremy Lin and Swaggy P were not on the market right now, and Wes Matthews and DeAndre Jordan had not gone to the Mavericks, I would have told you the Lakers were kicking AZZ right now. But I can't say that enough. I can't. I'm actually have to give this one to the Mavericks because they've just done so much work this offseason. Wes Matthews, DeAndre Jordan, I'm about to get Jeremy Lin. You know, I got to get to them. I got to get to Dallas. I got it.
I'm glad you came around on that.
I'm still gonna get a lot of stuff for tonight on Andrew Powell.
Yeah,
I already know.
That was a bold statement the other night, Steve.
You know me, bold statement.
I know, and you know what you stuck by it like the other night. And you were, and that's you know what I can always appreciate that. You know.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so next team up. Let's see. How about we do this one? Now this one might be easy probably an easy one, but Lakers and Clippers.
Two teams going down because they got rid of some of their star players.
That's a good one.
Well, let's say Kobe stays healthy. Boozer's on the market, isn't he? Carlos Boozer's on the market. So if he doesn't return, I'm giving it to the Clippers. It's because Blake Griffin, love the guy.
Yeah, and Chris Paul for sure. I mean,
of course.
Right. I mean, there's going to be, like we said earlier a little bit, there might be some tension, personalities clashing with Lance Stevenson, JaVale McGee. But there was, tension with DeAndre Jordan. They over the weekend, stuff kind of came out that DeAndre Jordan was kind of, getting sick of, Chris Paul's hand gestures and all that. And he was like, he would dap up the other three guys on the court and then not do anything to DeAndre. And so, the chemistry stuff does, play a role and stuff. But I think just because by nature you've got Chris Paul, who's one of the best point guards in the league, and Blake Griffin, who, basically all he does is dunk, but he's still an important part of that team. I just think that's going to be better than the Lakers, any day of the week, probably.
Yeah, about it. But he's definitely a good dunker. And that helps this team succeed, if you ask me. This one, I know Twitter Nation, if they're listening. This one that they're waiting for. Miami or Cleveland?
You know me, I'm going to go with Miami. I've said it constantly. I feel really good about this team. And this is what all of Miami's been waiting for is, to have Whiteside, Bosch, Wade, and Dragic and Winslow on the same floor together. Winslow is just from watching him in summer league. He may not have scored a lot yesterday, but he did well the first day. And basically, he's really an assist machine. He, creates, these passes and everything that is, it's really impressive to watch. And I recommend anybody, tune into it just because it's a good way to get to know, the new players and everything. But yeah, so I don't know. You got LeBron. You're going against LeBron. LeBron's the greatest player in the world. We all know that. But
right.
I just think he played a better team basketball, and Cavs has a lot of ISO and all that stuff. So I'm gonna have to go with the Heat, and it's not just because they're my favorite team.
Yeah, of course, I go with the Heat as well. Just not because again, LeBron is that team. He's the Cleveland team. They can't win one player running the team. Well, meanwhile, he has Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh coming back, Hassan Whiteside, Luol Deng is back. What's his name? Justice Winslow just got drafted. Also, obviously, amazing player, won a national championship. He's shining right now in the summer league. It's Heat dominance right now. That's it.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so next up, finally switch over to the NFL a little bit and change it up.
Yeah,
and let's see. All right, Philadelphia versus Dallas.
Ooh. That's a tough one. The Dallas Cowboys have one of the best receiving corps in the league with Dez Bryant, Jason Witten, Cole Beasley, and I know there's another guy, I just can't name him right now. The only thing we're missing is the running back.
Right.
And the Eagles, it's like the 360. They don't have a run. They don't have wide receivers. They have Bradley Cooper. He's a racist. They have Brett Sellers, but he's old. They don't have a quarterback yet. We don't know who the quarterback is going to be.
No.
They are, obviously, they have the running backs. They have Marco Murray. They have Ryan Matthews from San Diego. So both defenses suck. So,
yeah.
This is tough. Ooh, man. McClain's out for four games, so that just makes it even worse on me. I'm going to have to give this one to the Eagles because defense sucks. Dallas defense sucks.
That's interesting. The defensive part is, a problem for both teams, but, Dallas has probably the best offensive line, probably top, three in the NFL, I'd say for sure. So, you give Romo some more time to you know, pass off to the wide receivers, and hopefully the offense can win. I would probably pick the Cowboys in this one, though.
Wow, nice.
Because the quarterback, you know, got a confusing quarterback situation in Philly, and, you know, who knows, you know, they don't, and they don't have, you know, wideouts, so.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to go Dallas on this one.
I like that, I like that. Green Bay or Dallas?
Green Bay.
Of course.
It's a no-brainer for me on that, but I think it'd be a tight game. But Green Bay's, you know, obviously we know their offense is incredible. We got Eddie Lacy, running back. You know, Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, Devontae Adams. You know, and it's a solid offense. And obviously you've got Aaron Rodgers, who, you know, speaks for himself. Defense, be interesting to see because we lost some of our main guys. You know, Teron Williams went to Cleveland, and so that's, you know, was a big loss. But, and, you know, we drafted some guys. We'll see how they do. We got some guys back this year that were out last year. And, you know, everybody's pretty positive about the defense, you know, progressing. So I'm going to have to go, you know, for those reasons.
All right. Again, another tough matchup here. Now, I guess it depends on where this game is played, because both teams are better against the other on the road. In 2011, the Cowboys had a 26-3 lead over the Green Bay Packers in Dallas against quarterback Matt Flynn, and we lost the game. we lost a 26-3 halftime lead against Matt Flynn. SMH. But we proved that we're just as good as them last season. We are a catch away from winning in Green Bay. And if we win Green Bay, I'm telling you, we would have won in Seattle. No doubt about it. Week 14, I can't wait for week 14. When the Cowboys go back to Lambeau, hopefully Dez won't be holding out that long. And he can make that catch again. So, 3 minutes left. Really fast now. We're going to go through this really fast. Oh, it's your turn. So, go ahead.
Okay. I'll do one more quick one. Let's see. Let's do one in the AFC because we haven't touched the AFC. Colts, Broncos.
Depends where. No. Actually, I guess it's Colts. Colts have the better team, no doubt about it. You know, I think the Broncos have Peyton Manning and Demaryius Thomas. So that's no brainer for me. It's the Indianapolis Colts.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that also. I mean, you know, people, people always say, like, Peyton Manning is, you know, he can always, like, come back or whatever. But, I mean, and he says he feels younger than ever, but he just doesn't seem the same at all. And, you know, you really need, you know, that, you know, a strong quarterback to contend with the Colts and everything. And Andrew Luck is, as we all know, was great. The location's a factor for sure. So, but, you know, it's.
All right, 90 seconds. 90 seconds left. I have three more. LeBron or Wade?
Wade.
Yeah, I go Wade. LeBron can't win without Wade. Wayne can win without LeBron. He's proved that already. Brady or Manning? That's a tough one.
Brady. He's still good.
Brady has a better team. The Lakers or the Pelicans?
Pelicans, definitely. Anthony Davis is a machine.
Again, $145 million. He better be going to the finals next season. I'll give it to the Lakers. Last one, Favre or Aikman?
Ooh. That's a great one, Steven. I'm going to have to go Favre just because he can create something out of nothing. Aikman, obviously, is probably more accurate and all that stuff, but Favre really kind of comes out in, like, clutch situations and just
I got to give it to my man Aikman because three Super Bowl titles, Favre has one. Sorry. So this has been SC and Wally. I hope you enjoyed playing our game with us. We'll be back tomorrow. SC and Wally on Upstart Radio.
You have been listening to Steven's Sports Blog with Steven Erden III, here only on MSL Radio.